Washington State is home to 10% of the nation's alpaca population. That's a thing most folks wouldn't know offhand, but for Dwayne, who runs Alpacas de la Flor with his family, it's something right at the front of his mind. We leaned on the fence asking silly alpaca-based questions, while at the opposite end of the paddock, a brown alpaca paced back and forth. "Lindsay, cut that out!" he shouted at her. "You're all pregnant," he said to me. "That one," he pointed to a smaller dark brown one, "is about to give birth. We've been watching her all day." I cannot explain the source of my llama obsession, but it has expanded to alpacas, and I continue to learn more about these woolly, funny, friendly critters. "What's the difference between alpacas and llamas?" I asked Dwayne, besides how they look, of course. "Llamas are pack animals, and alpacas are raised for the wool. An alpaca just isn't built to carry a load. Both llamas and alpacas come from the same family. They're all from the camel branch, and they live in the same climate. The wool is super soft and fine and warm on alpacas. Llamas have a more hairy coat." Keeping alpacas and llamas is increasingly popular in North America, especially in Washington State. We didn't make it to Alpacapalooza, run by Dwayne's wife Tiffany, this year, though I will be seeking out the llamas and the alpacas at the fair, you can bet. Alpacas de la Flor was our second alpaca viewing stop for the day. The first was at Misty Ridge, where a mom and her youngster, called Acrea, grazed out in front of the shop. The rest of the herd was in the meadow, singularly disinterested in anything I might say to them until I walked to the back corner of the field. That's when they all came running. My husband's first comment when we returned to the car was this: "You're going to have a naming problem." "No, I'm not," I said. "I will call the first one Lunch, and the second one, maybe Suitcase or Toothbrush in case we stay overnight, but I will call him Toothy for short." This is the craziest thing about alpacas. They hum. No, really, they make this crazy humming noise. They walk back and forth and look at you, and they hum. It's really cute. If you're in Western Washington, you need not go far to find a place to look at and listen to alpacas. And if you go up where we went to look at alpacas, there are tulips too. But tulips are not humming or furry, just so you know, and are not disappointed. Also, the tulips are not always there, but the humming alpacas are.
Your mama is a llama and your daddy is a goat, and someday I will trim your fur and make a furry coat. You are alpaca. That's right, alpaca. Alpaca rocket to the top of any mountain peak. He'll warm you up when you are down, the furry little freak we call alpaca. Ha ha! That's right, alpaca. About an educational break, let's do it. The average adult male alpaca weighs 70 kilograms and is about 1.5 meters tall at the head. They're gentle animals, usually enjoy being around humans. Usually.
Pasadena don't mean a thing to me. Alpaca is ecstasy. When alpaca is next to me, I feel the best I can be alpaca. That's it for today.
The weird little noises you hear in the background came from the llama question and answer page. The alpaca song I found doing a web search for alpaca song, and I downloaded it off the Kid Ethnic website at kidethnic.com. I made this recording using Mixmeister Propaganda, a really nice little piece of software that's easy to use. And in case you don't get the joke, it's alpaca lunch, alpaca sweater in case the weather gets bad, alpaca toothbrush in case we decide to stay overnight. I'll pack an umbrella because it looks like it's going to rain.